bring the your mail over there, and you pick up whatever mail you had over there, and you come on back home with it, whatever it was.
You put the letter in the envelope, and then you...
You would sign it.
Well, what would you put in the envelope, on the envelope?
Stamp.
And you'd write your...
You write your name, the name of whoever you're shipping it to, and sending it to, and you write your address on it.
You say you're doing what to the envelope?
Return. Then you would lick the envelope, stick it, you know, put the glue on it. You didn't have no glue on it. You put some kind of glue to make it stick. Glue the envelope.
Well, you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and...
Yeah. And we would write, you write your return address on the envelope. Do that.
You say you're doing what when you're doing that?
What do you say?
Addressing it, what?
Addressing it when you write that name, when you put your return address on it, when you put your name.
Okay. Now, something that you would give a child to play with would be
a toy.
What about a little child that, when you were a kid, somebody that would always go and tell on everybody else? He was a what?
Tattletale.
And a woman who got on the phone would be a gossip, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever call a little child a gossip? Or?
No. A child was a tattletale. You know, he'd tell his mama all what the other children would do.
Now, you might say, you went out in the weather and you say, I'm glad I picked up my umbrella because I hadn't gone 15 feet and then it
stopped raining.
Okay. I just have a few more questions I want to ask you.
Yeah, because I'm getting kind of tired.
Okay. Now, in a knife, you might say somebody pulled a knife and he...
Yeah, well, they stabbed him first.
Stabbed another fellow. Okay. Now, if you were lifting a heavy object up to a heavy piece of machinery, you might use a block and tackle to...
Yeah. You'd use a hoist. Or come along, a hoist. Come along is one type of a name for one type of horse that you use to pick up heavy equipment.
Okay. Now, if a man has to get up and start work on the farm, you have to start work before.
Well, we now they go to work at 7. When I went to work, you had to go to work at daylight, from daylight to dawn.
From sunrise
to sunset. Not sunrise, daylight to sunset. The minute it was daylight, you had to go to work. In other words, the people that used to plow in the field with mules, they had to catch their mules with a light in the stable. And then they would go and hook them to the... whatever they were using, if it was a plow or a dish machine or whatever they were using with that mule. And when it was daylight, well, then they had to start. They had to be ready to go to the field, to go when it was from work.
But this morning when you got out, the sun had already...
Oh, yeah. Now they go to work at 7, you see. The people in the field go to work at 7, knock off at 4.
This morning when you got up, the sun had already...
Yeah, the sun hadn't arrived when I got up.
Now, if somebody came to visit you, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before last, you say he came Sunday